Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
All the rain and the stormy weather here on a very
Friday afternoon in downtown Houston. Teddy Bear will always be waiting here for you. Welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. Hope everyone is safe and sound. To all the people that are caught up in this weather across the country, be safe, be careful. We will check back in one piece. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Miss Zoe Clark. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. Family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Creative Juices, with a new hit single just released from that EP. Yes, Lord. Rewind. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Spotify. But for those who'd like to live a little bit more adventurous like a teddy bear, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, it has been long overdue since I had this very talented singer, songwriter. He does it all. And he has returned with a fantastic new single, from the Windy City. Chris Robb, new hit single, no doubt. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTO Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the incredibly talented Mr. Chris Robb. Brother, how are you doing this afternoon? There we are. Chris, are you there?
I'm here, brother. How you doing, man?
Man, it's been a long time. How have you been doing?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Everything is really great. Everything is really great. We're making moves. You know what I'm saying? God is good. And, you know, I'm alive, man, making music, and I'm rapping with you, man. How you doing today?
Man, I can't complain. Besides all the rain and the flooding, everything is cool. I managed to get on my canoe and make it here to downtown, so I'm on. I'm all right, man. I'm all right. First and foremost, congratulations on a fantastic new single. Man, what has been the holdup? We have been waiting for a minute to get some new music from you.
I do so much, man. I do a lot of traveling with different projects. You know, I do a lot of work with Talib Kweli, a lot of work with my brother Craig Robinson, and you know that we travel all over. And I've been doing a lot of stuff with the James Brown Band. You know, so between touring, man, it's hard to really sit out and really knock stuff out when you're just moving so much. You know, but now I'm trying to chill out to knock out, you know, the rest of this project and get everything done. But I will be doing some dates here and there throughout the rest of the year. But now I have a little more time to wrap up these projects that have been sitting on my laptop. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's been long overdue. I said, it was funny. I had a show to do, and I came home, and a lot of times I don't get an opportunity to watch TV. So I set up, you know, the little DVR to record certain programs. So I get home, I said, well, what did I record? And I look at the family, wait a minute. This brother had time to get on the family.
Oh, man.
This brother
everybody
had time.
Saw everybody saw that family. Everybody was watching TV that night. It's crazy. But I love it. That was mad fun, man. I had a good time on there.
Oh, man, I said, okay, he's done this. So when are you getting in the studio? So I looked at him, I called a friend of mine. I said, this brother's on Family Feud, and we've been waiting for a minute for some new music. But like they say, great things come to those who wait. No doubt, as far as the melody, just the songwriting is incredible, but the melody, man, it harkens me back to a very more simplistic time when everything was focused and the emphasis was on music. And I know that you're a stickler when it comes to music, man, especially melody and lyrics. And I wanted to ask you from your personal perspective, stepping back, how do you think you did with the new single?
Yeah, how do I think what? Say it again?
How do you think you did? What do you think as far as the overall outcome of the project? How do you think you did with the finished product?
Man, let me tell you, bro. First of all, I'm shout out my man Rico Anderson, the co-producer of the track that we did this together, man. We built it from scratch together, and I was telling somebody on an interview the other day, when I zone out, when I can't remember writing the song, when I'm like, damn, I know it normally ends up being something really good, and because I know it's coming through me, so. when those moments happen, I just, you know, I let them come through me, and those are normally the things that are well received. They're coming from the heart. They're coming, you know, from a higher place. So I consider myself a vessel for music, and, you know, I love it. I love that people are enjoying the song. We got a dope video planned out for it that we're about to shoot in about a week. So I'm just excited, man, that everybody's enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to people coming out to the shows to hear us perform the single and some more music I got coming for y'all that's funky, is emotional, is deep, and fun. So I think that, you know, this is like a drop in the bucket for the next project that's coming.
I mean, man, because I'm sitting here, I'm like, wait a minute. It's like, you know, he's tantalizing us with a slice of cheesecake, or I should have said a slice of that Chicago pizza. I said, wait a minute, but where's the whole pie at? I said, when can we expect an EP or an album? I mean, I've always said, because I remember the last interview that we did, I said, you know, one of the things that I've always appreciated about you is that the true musicianship that you've always made sure that you wanted from the creative process, that you've always made sure that you always wanted to challenge yourself and make things better than what they were. And I see that you're continually doing that. My thing is, man, that is sorely missing in today's music. Or if you want to just say R&B in general, it is sorely missing because everything now is predicated on social media. What's the flavor of the month? It's not about musicianship. It's not about lyrical content. It's not about melody. Everything is about a beat, and you remain true to yourself. Does at any point, does it get somewhat frustrating knowing that you've always taken pride on being a true musician, and a lot of true musicians are being pushed to the side?
No, I don't feel that frustration like I used to, because I feel like the pendulum is swinging back towards great music. The pendulum is swinging back towards live instruments and soulful melodies, funky music. You know what I'm saying? It's really swinging back towards that. So people who appreciate it, that's the joy I have. The people who really appreciate it, what I do, and when I come out to do shows, and people that come out, the fans that come out and support and show their gratitude, that's what lifts my spirit. And I don't feel like that frustration that some people may feel, because I'm putting out product. And I'm going out performing. I'm backing it up, so people are coming out to the shows and appreciating it. So that, I love it, and I know that people, there's a demand for it. So I'm always, you know, as long as I have the abilities, I'm going to keep on putting out this music that people are going to listen to and appreciate. So I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Everything is taken care of. More to come.
All right. You know, it's funny, man. I remember when the first time you were on the show. And Waiting For You had just been released. Man, it was so much buzz in the industry, a lot of love. I mean, a lot of love for that song. I mean, you completely killed that song. And I'm looking back, I said, man, my pleasure. Social media is nowhere near the way it is today, where you have artists are using social media to get their product out. How has social media helped you as far as being able to promote what you do, not just from as far as promoting your music, but also promoting your concerts or touring, just the Chris Robb brand? How has that helped you?
Social media is a real blessing. I feel like you have to, I mean, it's all up to you. It's like a beast that you have to tame for it to go the way that you want it to go. You know what I'm saying? So, I do it, you know what I'm saying? My manager is really, shout out to my manager, Wayne Stewart. He was the one that really pushed me down, because I was like, man, I don't want to do it. I'm not into that. But he kept pushing, like, yo, come on. But he kept pushing me to do it. And what I found is that I connected with a lot of people. I've made a lot of new fans, and you see how small the world is, and people get to connect with you. People get to connect their friends with you very easily, you know, and I get to share what I'm doing so people can kind of see. You know, it's like if you go through my social media, you go through my timeline, you can just kind of see everything I'm doing and as far as performances and stuff, and then some of the people I'm running into. I get a chance to work with a lot of my idols, and you know, I'm sharing these moments. I'm sharing these moments of life with everybody. So it's been a plus for me, you know, and I try to work it to the max. I really try to make sure that people know that what I'm doing, what I'm up to, and people stay tuned. You know, that's a great feeling when you go and people are like, oh, I just saw you in Japan doing your thing, or I just saw you in, you know, overseas or whatever the case. But I just saw you at the Apollo the other day. Like, it's there. It's in front of your face. You're not just hearing about it or just not hearing about it. You're seeing it. You're hearing about it. You're staying in touch. So I'm cool with social media. I'm not mad at it at all. It's been very helpful.
You know what? I had this conversation with a very good friend of mine, a colleague of mine, a couple of years ago. I said, the thing that I find frightening for me is that you have a lot of great artists out there like yourself who have to leave outside of the country to make a living. And I mean make a great living, because outside of the United States, they have a greater appreciation and respect for music. And then I think also the problem is that when all the record stores started closing down here in the States, it's like, wait a minute, it's too much. You've given the listener so much accessibility to the internet, which can be good, but also be bad. And I said, you know, what is going on? You know, I said, now it's like, okay, you got to see an artist. You got to go to Japan, Australia, England. They, you know, they have to, you know, because at the end of the day, you want to be able to make a living. If you can, you had a chance to travel extensively. Can you give the listeners out there an idea? What is the major difference when you travel outside the United States to perform than what takes place here in the United States?
Oh, well, the fanfare is definitely, definitely way more appreciative. I don't want to say the word appreciative, because people appreciate, you know, music here. You know what I'm saying? People love music here in the States. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that people are a little more, definitely way more intrigued by when you come from the States, you come, you know, pop over from America, and you bring the music over there, because number one, like I said, then they don't always get access to the flavor of American artists, American soul artists, you know what I'm saying? And so they're getting the real deal. I've gone different places where I was like one of the first performers to really come over there, you know what I'm saying? Because I cooled hip hop in my act as well, and house music and all that. So I've been like the first rapper to different places I'm going. You know, like, you know, it's crazy. Like, but what I'm saying is that people definitely appreciate it, and they appreciate that flavor and appreciate you coming over. And the radio is way more. It's less segregated. It's less. You know, like you can just hear more of good music, good quality music at all times. You know what I'm saying? You're not listening to the same artist over and over and over again. So I love it. I love traveling, and you know, shout out to all the different countries that I performed in recently: Amsterdam, Spain. I was even in Russia. They're trying to get me to come back to Russia right now. I don't know if I'm on the fence right now. But I did have a great time. I took a tour through there, and it was crazy. People were really really excited when we came through there. So you never know, man. I enjoy it. I love doing it. So
it has to be an exhilarating feeling when you go over to perform and you're being treated like a king. I mean the adulation is through the roof. I remember when I spoke to Bobby Caldwell, and he does a lot of touring in Japan. And when he goes there, they treat him like royalty. Every artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, they tell me the same thing. I think for us right here in the country, we become somewhat spoiled and jaded, because the accessibility is like, well, we can see this person anytime. And it's like, wait a minute, these artists have to make money too. They have to make a living, especially when you're an independent artist. You've been an independent artist for a very long time. What is it meant to you to have that kind of level of control over your art and your craft, knowing that you're not being used as a puppet. You can really put out the music that you want to put out.
Catch 22 there. And that being that, yes, I do have the power to release whatever I want and shoot it out there straight to the fans. At the same time, you don't have the resources that a major label would, you know, be able to provide you, and you know, to be able to do the things as fully, execute things as fully as you always want to do them. You know what I'm saying? And then in the time frame that you really want to do them. But like I said, again, just the fact that I have some fans across the globe that really appreciate what I do. And the most recent show, I just did a show at City Winery in Chicago. Shout out to With an IPR, Chrissy Love, who was my co-producer on the show. But I came through there and did my thing, and it was so well received. So like, that's the beautiful part of it, just being like, hey, I didn't need a label to get me here to do, you know, these kind of venues. I didn't need a label to get a bunch of people to come out and see me perform and for people to come, you know, hear my music and all that. So I'm living my dream. I don't really stop, you know, or wait for anybody to co-sign it. I just do what I do, and people receive it, man. So I'm grateful for that I pushed myself to do it, and that people pushed me and have encouraged me and supported me through these years of releasing my music and buy it and listen to it and play it for their friends and they spread the word. Like, God is good, man. I truly believe that. Like, if you are given a dream, that you have to see it through. You have to follow through with that dream. You have to see it, like, no matter what the circumstances are. So that's what I've done. I've had opportunities to work on different deals, and if it didn't really feel right, I walked away. I partnered with different people to put out, you know, independent projects as well. So it's all like, you know, I just keep it moving, bro. I just keep it moving, and I keep winning because of that.
You have to. One of the things that I wanted to ask you when I got you back on, I said, you know what? One of the things that you and I have in common, we have a large amount of respect for Prince. And when he passed away, a large part of me was taken right along with him. It almost like an end of something that was very special and unique had come to an end. And I know that he had a heavy influence on you just being a musician. From a musician standpoint, what did Prince mean to you?
Man, this is the part where I cry. Yo, man, that dude was essential to not only my life, but I would imagine just anybody who's creative, like had any kind of connection with this man. You know, he was just limitless, man. He's the reason why he's really the reason, one of the main, I always tell people that there's an architect in my process of creating music to becoming a recording artist. And those four people were James Brown, Prince, D'Angelo, and Dwelly. And the reason why is because, like, James Brown was, like, the first person to really kind of pull me into the funk. And when I discovered him through hip-hop, Prince was the person that really just kind of freed me as an artist, made me, like, really start playing, you know, like, really started, you know, studying the instruments and studying his music. It just inspired and started writing. D'Angelo was the person who really made me take it seriously and start recording the music deeper. And then Dwelly was the person that made me, like, kind of encouraged me to release it and start getting it out here to the people. So Prince was the essential person in that timeline, and he was amazing artist. I got to meet him once. I got to play for him, you know, jam with the band at the MPG at his crib at Paisley Park. And so, yeah, I was very much devastated, man, when a brother, when he passed away. It was felt like somebody pulled a rug from under me or something, man. And to this day, it's definitely something that I think about him daily, because he influenced me in so many ways, and his philosophies about life and a lot of different things, they play into my philosophies about life. And man, there will never be another. He was just like just a phenomenon beyond phenomenons, man. We're very blessed to have been on this earth in his lifetime. I really think that.
You know, it's incredible because, you know, with the combination of losing him and also David Bowie, and then just losing Aretha Franklin, then you kind of sit back. It's like, wow, you know, what's going on? You know, some of the most creative forces that this industry has ever seen that are irreplaceable. And now we have artists like you to carry that torch and make people understand the respect level, what it takes to truly meet, what it takes to meet, what it really takes to become an artist. Forget all the smoke and mirrors and to really hone your craft, to really have the respect for the art form. And speaking of respect for the art form, the new hit single, No Doubt. Can you tell the listeners out there about the new single?
I certainly will. No Doubt is something that created, that came through me with my brother Rico Anderson, and it's basically about just, you know, we wanted to give something people hadn't had in a while. You know what I'm saying? It's like having a soulful meal that you haven't had in a while. You know, going to grandma's house real quick, you know, and getting a plate. We wanted to that. We wanted to just give something that would just knock in the clubs, and at the same time just bump on the radio, something you could bump in your ride. And it's basically, you know, it's that. It's something. It's sexy. It's a love song, but it's sexy. It's empowering. It's, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, I really try to identify with what inspiration really you can get from a woman when you just like, yo, I'm getting on my grind right now. I'm getting my money up because I'm seeing life a whole kind of different way. Because you know, like I know that you give this inspiration. You give me this inspiration. So that's basically what it's about, man. No Doubt is like when you really just like you feel that connection with somebody, and you just, man, you just like I'm feeling this. This is, I'm appreciative of this, and you know, I feel like it needed to be stated. Is that, and then so man, we put those keys, put all that organ and the strings and the guitars. It's like a little all-star band that's performing on this song. So and on the album too. So like I said, it's just a little taste of what's coming from the next project. And so I want to make sure you know, man, I also dropped an EP last year, like just a little over a year ago, called Sound of the Struggle on DA.
Okay.
You know, so that's out there too. And that you know, there was a few jams off of there that Talib Kweli is on the album with me on a song called Color Boys. It's another slow jams on there, some up-tempo joints on there. So that's out there rocking as well. So people can peep that too, you know, and while they're waiting on the project, on the next project.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, family. So, hey, just be patient. Great things come to those who wait. And speaking of waiting, far be it from me to deprive the listeners out there of great music. The Teddy Bear is here to help you escape the matrix of synthetic music. New hit single from Chris Robb. No Doubt, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
1, 2, 3, hit it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Lord have mercy. The new hit single from Chris Robb, No Doubt, here in the Zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, the single is available as we speak, so let your fingers do the walking. You can purchase it on iTunes, Google Play, but again, for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And while you're there, be sure to purchase his other EP that he sent out that the teddy bear wasn't aware of. I'm going to get on my team about that. Sound of the Struggle is also available. And to get all the latest updates, stop by his official website at www.chrisrobmusic.com. You can also follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Robb Online. And last but certainly not least, Lord help me, on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/ Chris Robb Vicious Keys. So it is written, so it shall be done. Yes, it will be. Brother, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining me, man, and the listeners here and vibing here in the Zone. It's been way too long. Man, when are you going to come out to Houston, come down here in the studio and perform, man?
Bro, I'm ready to come to Houston whenever. Whenever I get the call, my man, I'm ready to come out. I got mad love for Texas, man. I love Texas, bro. It's always a good time. And Austin, and Dallas, and Houston. I haven't really been out there since South by Southwest. When was the last year? Yeah, I was out there for South by Southwest last year. But I didn't make it to Houston this time, but. Yeah, man, I'm down. Let's make it happen.
All right.
I'd love to. Best step.
Oh, we gotta make that happen, man. Hey, man, I said, this cat, I said, wait a minute, what is he doing? I said, okay, well, he's at the tennis match. I said, wait a minute, he's at the tennis match. He's at the tennis match. I said, yeah, he's at the tennis match.
Open,
I'm like, oh,
yeah.
We was, yeah, open. I'm like, okay.
I was crazy. I went the day after Serena. I'm good. I'm glad I wasn't there the day Serena was doing her thing, man, because it might have had a bigger page in the news. But I was mad, man. You can't play my girl like that, man.
Hey, it is what it is, man. But thing is, first and foremost, again, man, I'm just glad to get some new music from you. That's the blessing. We cannot wait for the full project to come out. You know, this is your home. Whatever you need, don't hesitate to let us know. Be safe. Continued success, man. And continue to carry that flame, that torch of real musicianship. We really appreciate it. You know, the teddy bear has nothing but love and respect for you, brother.
Man, back to you, my brother. Thank you for having me on the show. And thank you, all the listeners, all the people that tuned in today. I appreciate y'all listening. And thank you for your support, T. I really appreciate it, brother. I got more to come. I'll make sure you're in the loop.
All right. God bless. The incredibly talented Chris Robb here in the Zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, family, the new single is available as we speak. And to get all the coming goings, tour information, stop by the official website again at www.chrisrobmusic.com. Well, I got you here. We're going to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills, as James said, pay the cost to be the boss, especially while you're here in the Zone of LOTL Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper hanging with Teddy Bear at LLTL Radio, debuting my new single, Keep Believing.
All right. Put down those guns and pick up those books. And listen to what I'm getting ready to put down.
Making your mark, to know you're in charge, got to own what you're making. and you don't know why, what to do. Just let your mind drift away into paradise and say, this is heaven, I know, I feel it so in my heart. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
I'm loving you, baby.
Yes, I'm loving you.
Love.
I'm trusting you.
Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio, I had to take it back just a little bit. 1:51 p.m. Central Standard Time on a very rainy, day here in Houston, Texas, man. It was a beast trying to get here to downtown. I mean, it was really something. And again, all my prayers and, hope and everything is positive to everyone that's dealing with this crazy inclement weather from the Carolinas to Alabama to Mississippi here in Houston. My prayers are out. Be safe out there. Make sure you know, if you're in a situation, get to somewhere where you have shelter. Please do whatever you can to try to help people that need help, that need assistance, because at the end of the day, there are no color lines. We're all God's children. We need to help and be there and be supportive of everyone. So it is written. So it shall be done. And speaking of supporting everyone, make sure you support not mediocre, but great music. And speaking of great music, I want to sincerely thank my man, Chris Robb, for joining us today. Family, be sure to purchase his new hit single, No Doubt. Available as we speak. Yes, Lord. The iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But again, you know, like the teddy bear, want to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and make sure you know, to keep up the following, the comings and goings and so forth, and all the pertinent information, stuff by his official website. That's at www.chrisrobmusic.com. Also, on Instagram and Twitter, the same handle, Chris Robb Online, and last but certainly not least, on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/ Chris Robb Vicious Keys. Yes, Lord. And for those who are tuned in late, shame on you. It's all right. The teddy bear forgives you. Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, I'm giving you an opportunity to listen to the interview in its entirety. All you have to do is pick up your phone. Yeah, tap in that app. Tune in. Yeah, we're on TuneIn. Just tap the app on TuneIn at LOTL The Zone. The same thing for Google Play, the Google Play Music Store. Go to the app, type in, or tap, tip, lick, do whatever you have to do. Whatever you feel comfortable in doing. Yes, Lord. Type in LOTL The Zone. The Zone. Also, we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and also on Podbeam. And to get all the latest updates, hey, be sure you stop by our brand new official website. Yes, Lord, it's The Zone, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Again, our official website, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Get all the latest updates, man. We got something for you. Very special. And again, you can follow us on Instagram at LOTO Radio. The Zone on Twitter at LOTL Radio, and last but certainly not least, on Facebook at facebook.com/ LOTL Radio, The Zone. Well, it's that time. I know. Parting in such sweet sorrow. But hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity and vibing with the teddy bear in The Zone. Until we meet again, I want everyone to have a very safe and positive, loving weekend, because at the end of the day, it's all about love. And as in always, keep it soulful here in The Zone while we close it out with the new hit single, of course, from the very talented and extremely captivating, Lord have mercy, Zoe Clark, from her new album, Creative Juices, with Rewind, here in The Zone of LOTO Radio.
Wish we could go back in time. just one more try. I wish that we could rewind. Soon as I wake up, before I make up, I thank God for being next to you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.